Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 27th day of the month of Iyar, the 41st day of the Omer, and in Israel, where it is already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 28th day of the month of Iyar. Continue to hold Achenu Kodesh Israel in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. He who gives salvation to kings and dominions, princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials, deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and hours, may Yehuda be saved, and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion, may this be his will, the Nomar of Maine. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Simcha Sneid of the Congregation Bet HaKnesses HaChadash in Rochester, New York, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Sneid's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lamed, those being chapters 20, 121, and 130. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And that will be followed by the Mishaberach for incredible Chayalim. Finally, concluding with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which Rabbi Sneid will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sneid.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman and the OU, for the opportunity again to share some words with everybody here. I'm sure the Census Bureau, when conducting their census, whether it's by mail, by phone, online now, there's many ways in which we could be counted. And it may not be personal at all, just another number in the system, but after all, that's the point, to see how many people live here in America. Yet when the Parsha describes the counting to see how many people in each tribe, how many in the entire Jewish people, we would assume that Moshe would have counted in a time-efficient manner, send out sheets to fill out, messengers to ask, however it may have been done, but in a time-efficient way. Yet the Ramban explains that Moshe's obligation was the exact opposite. Everyone gathered by the Ohel Moed tell Moshe their name, who their family was, what tribe they belonged to. Moshe wasn't allowed to ask the head of each household, how many in your family? Rather, each person passed before Moshe and the same questions were asked. Why? Says the Ramban, Hashem told Moshe to count in this manner to give kavod, to give honor to each and every person and show greatness to each and every individual. Rav Henoch Leibowitz asked the following penetrating question. Giving honor to each individual is extremely important, and I understand the significance of that. But what about the Torah that is being lost? Moshe's job, the leader of the Jewish people, he could have been studying Torah on his own, gaining greater insights into the depths of the Torah. He could have been teaching Torah to the masses, explaining to them the many different halachos and how they need to conduct themselves. Surely it's much more important for Moshe to continue studying, spreading Torah, than to go ahead and schmooze a little bit with each and every individual. Yet the Ramban is telling us that that is not the case. It was more important in Hashem's eyes for Moshe to give honor to each and every person in the Jewish people, for Moshe to show them how great each individual is, even if it means giving up all that Torah study. Every person knew what Moshe was giving up. Yet when he asked them their name, their tribe, had a conversation with them, they felt that chashivas, they felt that importance, that greatness. The Gadol Ador, the leader of the entire generation, the Jewish people, he's taking time out of his precious day to speak to me? Wow, I must be important. I must have greatness contained within. Let me go and utilize that to fulfill the great potential that I have. Hashem wanted Moshe to highlight to each and every person that Gadlus HaAdam, the greatness that each and every one of us have, the potential that each and every one of us have within us. And that will inspire them, motivate them, more than the Torah, more than what Moshe would have taught them during that time. And this, says Moshe Feinstein, is the reason why Parshas Bamidbar always has to be read before the holiday of Shavuot. Many of us may think that we won't reach a great level in Torah. I'm just a beginner. I can't read Hebrew. I never went to a yeshiva. And even if I did, I don't understand it like the other people do. Maybe I'm just scratching the surface. And because of this, we could give up. What's the point? My learning would not qualify as greatness. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, read Parshas Bamidbar before Shavuos, the yomtiv of the giving of the Torah, to highlight to us how Moshe went out of his way to show the greatness of each and every individual. Every one of us, you have tremendous potential. You could accomplish, you could grow to the greatest heights, which is why Moshe said, I'm not teaching Torah now. Rather, I'm going to speak with you so you could appreciate how great you truly are. And this, my friends, is not just limited to Torah study. Yes, we have to feel that greatness within, that every bit of Torah that we study is so precious in the eyes of Hashem, could lead us to the greatest of heights. But it's also in our general spiritual lives as well. Maybe sometimes we feel, my tefillos, my prayers, are they going to be listened to? Maybe we feel my actions, they're going to make a difference. Is Hashem even going to notice anything that I do? And therefore we may feel, what's the point? The Ramban is telling us that we are wrong for thinking that. Moshe, he's talking with me. He's giving up his precious time to speak to me. Why? Because you were created, B'Tzelem Elohim, in the image of Hashem, you have great, godless, unlimited potential that you are able to achieve, to grow, to reach the greatest of spiritual heights. And because of that inherent greatness, everything you do matters. Nothing will go unnoticed. Every mitzvah, every word of prayer, every word of Torah studied makes the biggest difference because of the greatness contained within each and every one of us. At this point in time, we'll begin the Tehillim. We'll begin with Psalm 20. L'mnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Menchotzecha V'yalotzcha Yidashne Sela, Yitein Lecha Chol Vavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei, Nirana Bishua Secha Uvashem Eloheinu Nidvol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha Atoya Dati Kiyoshi Adonai Mishicho Yani Mishmei Kadsho Digviros Yesha Yimino Eilav Arechev V'eilav Asusim V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir Ema Karo V'nofalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Yaninu V'yom Kareinu. We'll continue with Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shalom Aleph, Esayinai Elaharim, Meayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Yosei Shamayim Varet, Ayitain Lamot Raglecha, Yonom Shomrecha, Yinei Lo Yonom, Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Navshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzcha V'olecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. We'll continue with Psalm Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimam HaKim Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai, Imavanos Tishmar Ya Adonai Miyamod, Kimcha Aslicha Laman Tivarei, Yiviti Adonai Kivsa Navshi V'Lidvaro Hocholti, Navshi L'Adonai Mishomer Maboker, Shomer Maboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed Varbei Mofidus, V'Hu Yivdeh Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. We'll say Achenu, Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanasun Batsara Vashivya, Haomde Bim Bayom Ovein Bayabasha, Hamakam Yirachim Aleim, Yotim Mitsara Lervacha, Ome Afela Laora Mishiba Begula, Hashta Bagalav Isman Kariv, Vinamar Amen. We'll read in English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. We will say Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avasinu Avram Yitzvah V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzvah Ha'Agnal Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos Habitachon Ha'omdem Ha'mishmar Artenu, V'Arei Elohim Migvul Ha'Vonon V'Amibar Mitzrayim, V'min Hayam Ha'Gadol Ha'Allah Ha'Lavo Ha'Rava, V'Chol Makom Shehei Ba'Yabasha Ba'Avir V'Yah. Yitain Adonai Yisavinu Ha'Kamim Aleinu Nigrafim L'Fneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmer V'Yatol Chayelinu Mikol Tzor V'Tzuko Mikol Nega Machla, V'Yisar Baruch Ha'Vatzocha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeyem, Yad Bersonin Ta'asim V'Yatr Mikas V'Shua V'Ateret Mitzachon, V'Yakum Ba'am HaKasov Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ho'Olech Imachem, V'Yilachim Lachem V'Mayvechem L'Shiyachem V'Namar Amen. Motei Mishbeach for Cholin, those who may be sick. Mishbeach Avasenu Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David of Shlomo, V'Yivarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Adleyam Lachlimam Larapam Lachaskam Lachayosam Yishrachlem Before Shlomam Min HaShemayim V'chol Avireim V'chol Gizeyim V'chol Shachol Yisrael V'chus HaNevesh V'chus HaGov HaShabak Adlov Zman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Snape. Good to have you back on. Looking forward to having you, please God, and Mir Shem back on again in the near future. Also thank you, as always, to Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. We're up here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wish everyone a safe, wonderful day, safe, wonderful, and beautiful Shabbos. We'll see you back on Monday.